They created a human shield along the road to Ma'arab, north of Beirut. That's where the head of the Christian Lebanese Forces party, Samir Jaja, lives. He was supposed to appear at the Army Intelligence Building to answer questions related to the fighting in the Lebanese capital earlier this month that killed several people. Jaja's supporters say they are protecting him from what they call an unjust system.
This must stop. Hezbollah occupation, Iranian occupation, Hezbollah leverage over the court, over the over judges, over political life should stop.
Longtime enemies, the Shia groups, Hezbollah and Amal on one side, and the Christian Lebanese forces on the other, accuse each other of starting that gun battle. The case is now in the hands of the military court, which human rights groups say has been used by the authorities to intimidate and retaliate for political reasons.
We do have very grave concerns about the independence of those judges, given that they are subordinate to the executive.
Jaja described the judge, Fadi Akiki, who summoned him as Hezbollah's commissioner in the military tribunal, and his lawyers are trying to remove him from the case.
Many here worry that the Lebanese Forces party is being targeted because it is a vocal challenger of what the opposition calls the Hezbollah-dominated political order. Some opposition leaders also believe the case against Jaja will be used to bury the investigation into last year's explosion at Beirut port.
Hezbollah and its ally Amal accused Tariq Bitar, the lead judge in that investigation, of political bias and want him removed. And it seems they want Jaja convicted.
There seem to be attempts to give Jaja political and maybe even religious cover from the church. This is not acceptable. Samir Jaja and all the killers should be taken to the place where they need to be.
The growing confrontation between the two sides has raised tensions that can yet again lead to sectarian violence. It is a dangerous standoff. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.